And the two riches out of Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening. We've got Hilchas Chol HaMoed. You should know, as usual, Chol HaMoed is very tricky. Someone just asked me about a speed awareness course. You know, sometimes when you go too fast, you go through a red light, sometimes they can get you to either you pay a fine or something, or you can take a speed awareness course. Someone can take it, and then they get an option to go to a awareness course. They can do online, actually, and the slot available is on Chol HaMoed. The question is, can you do a speed awareness course on Chol HaMoed? That's his question. It's very interesting. It's not so clear if it's not L'tzorich HaMoed. If you analyze this question, what's going on? Usually, when you do something on Chol HaMoed, it needs to be L'tzorich HaMoed, something that you enjoy, or something which is it has to fit into one of the rules. If you analyze what's going on with a speed awareness course, it's not so clear that it falls into any of their theorem. It's taka not so clear that it's okay. So it's very tricky. Things that you wouldn't believe are shailas, they somehow become shailas, like buying a lottery ticket on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Halacha has got a whole shiva to say it's a no-no. Like, it's like considered schoira, and schoira doesn't fall under the other heterium that we know of. We know other heterium that is certain heterium. There's certain things that come to light in Chol HaMoed is very tricky. But one thing is very interesting, shaila, many people have this shaila. You look around, you see there's building works going on galore. It's become the new fashion that you buy a house, then you put a skip there, or you put the skip first and then buy the house. And you go and do the full refurb, and I told you already, a friend of mine said he feels so out of it that he just bought a skip, just stumbled to look like he's doing a refurb, even though he's not. The maisa is, people want to know, can they do a refurb? Can their builders continue working during Chol HaMoed? This year you have Yom Tov, Sunday, Monday, you got Tuesday. The builders are at your neck and saying, you know, we want to work, we want work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What's with the story of the holidays? And even if they're not under lachatz, you might be under lachatz. You might be staying by someone you're not really interested in staying by, or renting another apartment, which is another £100, another good few hundred pounds a week. And it's what's the halacha with obviously we're talking about goyim working. We're not talking about Yiddish builders bricklaying or anything like that. We're talking about a goyisha workers. That's the shail over here. The shail is, can you get away with, you're building your house on the middle of everywhere, in the middle of Northumberland, bang in the middle of the Kehillah. What's the story with having builders working on Chol HaMoed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? That's the shail that is presented. People have the shail in London, everywhere the shail is. Everywhere. A lot of places, people are having the shaila. Where it's possible to avoid, it doesn't come into question, because the ashit is that or machbir. Let's start like this. That the Shulchan Aruch starting point is that Chol HaMoed is more chomor than Shabbos. Your starting point. It's not the maskona. The maskona is it's pun faket. This is one of the big riddles. Which halacha is more chomor Chol HaMoed than it is for Shabbos? And that is Shulchan Aruch says clearly, that certain cases you're allowed to get a goy to build on Shabbos, because if it's out of the tchum, Yidden can't get there, so therefore there's no gezeira. Whereas when it comes to Chol HaMoed, where people can get there because there's no tchum, therefore there's chashash that people might think that you're hiding. That's the quiz question that everyone asks: which halacha is more chomor on Chol HaMoed than there is on Shabbos? That's Taka mentioned. The only thing is that you can twist it completely the other way around. The way you twist this halacha is very, very straightforward. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Tavkuf Mem Gimel. He says like this, very interesting. When you ask a goy to build a house, b'kablonos, it becomes his job. He gives you a quote. He says it's £60,000, £80,000. It becomes his job. He's not paid per hour. He might pay his employees per hour. It's not your business. The fact is, you between the goyisha contractor is that is paid per job. Once it's paid per job, that's called kablonos. It's a much Kuladigah level. Really, you're allowed to allow the goy to work with kablonos. There's only a gezeira maris ayin. You can't instruct him to specifically work on Shabbos. You have to give him the option to finish off after. In this case, you would have to give him the option. You can't tie him down to dafka do Chol HaMoed. A lot of cases, it's not the case. They're happy to work Chol HaMoed. They're asking, they're insisting, they're telling you I might go to another job. So that's usually very easy to get around. The more important problem is that there's a gezeira that even if it's b'kablonos and you didn't instruct them to come specially on Chol HaMoed and Shabbos, there's a gezeira that people might think that they are schire yoim. Maybe they are schire yoim. Maybe these people that are working in your house, maybe they get per hour. Maybe they're not this contractor style that's paid per job. Maybe they are paid per hour. Very nice. Says the Rosh, this gezeira only applies where the derech, where the norm of such a type of nature of that job is both. Very typically to have a bricklayer that you go and employ people per hour. You have an electrician and you pay him £50 an hour. That's very normal. And it's very normal to have the other ones. But where overwhelmingly you have the minig, the nature of the jobs are usually done per job. Like Rav Moshe says, in Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Taka, I think he's, Rav Moshe says, I think that the situation in Bermudinois Elo, in America, the gam by Europe, Ukrachim de Chol Olam Shnul Sonsham, Rav Moshe writes that he believes that the minig seems to be boinin alidei kablonus. Therefore, Rav Moshe's opinion is that if that's the type, if that is the nature of the job, then the gezeira falls away. What's the gezeira? When it's common to have contractors paid per hour, you pay your contractor £75 an hour to oversee the project. If that's common, then there's a gezeira. But if it's very not common, you might find 5%, 10% now in the industry, I don't know, I can't quote you. But if that's the case, there is no gezeira. That's the shit of the Rosh. The Ran argues with that. The Bialocha in Reish Mem Dalet, he brings us Machlokes Rosh and the Ran. Again, where it's extremely common to have only bekablonos, do you make the gezeira that maybe it's a schiyon? That's Machlokes Rosh and Ran. The Bialocha tells you to be machmir on Shabbos. That means when it comes to shine on Shabbos, and you want to allow the guy to carry on painting to do all the works on Shabbos, he tells you to be machmir. On Chol HaMoed, he's okay with it. Because Chol HaMoed is more kuladig in general, so therefore it ends up being punk faket. Usually the riddle is that what's Muhammad on Chol HaMoed over Shabbos, that locha that you can't ask a guy to do malocha on karaka, on building works. That's only if you haven't got this type of, if the nature is bekablonos, then it switches punfaket, it's a different shayla. Now it's really meikah din, it's okay bekablonos. The gezeira is maybe you might come to, people might think that you've hired him as a schiyoim. For that, the bialoch is okay to rely on this shit of the Rosh, when benegea to Chol HaMoed. Shabbos yos machmir. Rav Moshe says, I don't understand, why was the bialoch a machmir? Right? Why was he machmir? The Rosh upele ala mishta brua babi alocha shatoma ala nodi bihuda. I don't understand. Shlei kosha klum. The whole sofik derabbanon. It's a sofik derabbanon. Over here, really it's bekablonos. And everyone in this industry does it bekablonos. It's a machloik is whether you make a gezeira otos chiyoim. Or shahula kula. Or befrat shabemispa hashitois. The amount of shittas shehevi bebi alocha sham af beloidas the mechaba ramo heim shovim, and therefore kosh came when you have the mechaba and the ramo. Ramosh is not understanding why the bi alocha was so machme. Why didn't he allow you to take a goisha worker whose derech is bekablonos, whose bekablonos, and the industry is typical bekablonos? It says Ramosh really should be okay. The ma'aseh he ends off saying lechatzchela bevadei should be machme. Listen. Let's get it very clear. The chatchila person should try and be machmir shittas aran to try, and there's still a gezeira that people will think that's a schiyoim. But the end of the day is that you have even a mishnah brua is mekel b'shas chak, and the ramosha is mekel. You have so many shittas mekel that it's very difficult when the person is, again, a lot of these cases people are very strained, they're very tight. They got a lot of lachats. It's extreme lachats that people have to go through when they do up their houses. I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. I'm just trying to say this is the fact. And therefore, it's important to know what Roshtit was the dry halacha. The fact is, be halacha state, Reish Mem Dalet is okay. You just left one final small thing.
Is it in the area, out the area?
Doesn't matter in the area. In the area, middle of Roston Road, the middle of Northumberland Street, doesn't make a difference. The only small point that you need to consider is that if it's in your own house where you are living currently, that is a bit tricky, because that the Mishnah Brua is a different Mishnah Brua. Reishon and Beis, if gotten your Zayin, it brings a Chai Odom that says that if it's in your house, there's a gezeira, people might think you asked him to come specially on that day. We don't understand it fully. All the posts can bring down this Chai Odom. Shtim Mefura, this is Mefura Shalocha. And everyone asks that, how does this Shtim, this Halocha, that says that you can't have a guy doing Malocha in your house, because maybe people will think that you asked him to come that day. So how does it stem with all the other bialochas and Reish Mem Dalet and everything else? And they all say, Rabbi Falk is very busy with this, and he says the Reish Nun Gimel, in Reish Nun Beis, if you're Zion, it's gotten your Zion, that's limited to your own house. There seems to be a more of a gezeira in your own house. If you have a goy, all the goyim coming in and they're doing their works, and you have the painter, they make themselves comfortable. There's a special because of a chay adam to be base Israel. If it's in your house where you're living currently, it's a befalk understands, and many other shul. Rizchol Zilberstein has also got a shtick on this. That's how he understands this mishnah berurah. Also, afilim hu dovah sheminik kol bnei ha'ilit nebekablonus, and there's no gezeira of schiyoyim. Gam kein also mitamzed to yoyim shetzivau lasis b'shabbos. There's a separate gezeira if it's in your own current house. That means a lot of people then, a lot of people that they moved out while they're doing the house, so then it'll be okay. But if they're living there, then it's then lechor is a problem. It's a fascinating maskona. You have two people that call and they want to know, can we continue? The builders are putting pressure, we're putting pressure that they want to continue doing works this 2 weeks time, it's a shem, whatever, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Can they continue working? Well, if they're doing a loft extension and they happen to live in their house, because they can work from the back or from outside, and all that, they're just doing regular painting work, that it's okay for them to continue living in the house. You have the Mishnah Berurah and Rishon and Beis, you've gotten your Zayin, is not happy with that. And that, L'chorah, should not be done. Whereas when it comes to a situation where you've moved out the house, if you haven't got that Mishnah Berurah behind you, then you're back to the Rishon Mem Dalet raid, where there, the Mishnah Berurah even himself allows you the Chol HaMoed. Ramosh allows even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Better if the Polish worker wants to work on Shabbos, Yom Tov, everything. Ramosh didn't have much of a problem. Besides, for he didn't like the idea of it. No one likes the idea. Listen, no one likes the idea of having workers, even Chol HaMoed. People, it's nerve wracking. It's taka. Brings you for some people, they're very nervous about it. So Zecha Maila, whatever way you look at it, Zecha Maila not to have workers. But it's easy for people to just sit down when it's not relevant to them to say that, yeah, better not. If considering that there's a certain lachatz that a person is going through, the chori, there's a very shtak hamokum lahokol, as long as you're not living in the house, and it's very important that you're not instructing them to do it on your Chol HaMoed. They have the luxury of telling you that I can do it after. If they want to come, the chori, you can't stop them, and even if it's in the neighborhood, this business of the neighborhood is not relevant over here. It's going to get to the other marasign, not the chori, not on this marasign. And therefore, Rebbe Fatt says very clearly as well, this should be okay. I think this is a very galata heta where it needs be. It's not something which is like, you know, everyone, it's not mafurish and mechaba, this is toiv to have builders work if you're chalamayat. It's not the case. It's diluted that way in the sense that you have, the halacha really starts off very strict, fakir, chalamayat mukhamu, but when you boil it down and analyze what's going on, that it's a kablonos. And darakom a kablonos. And the gezeira otu schayyom is a machloikas, and we'll make it by chalamayat. Then you fully understand where Ramesh is coming from. Rav Avadya Yosef was Mekel, the whole Olam are Mekel, and therefore it's a greater Makom
Lahakol. Can a landlord work in his property when they're living there in the area?
If a landlord wants to go to work in his own house,
in his
different
property.
Yeah, the Chayyim would have the same thing.
And you're living in there?
Yeah, so even if there's people living in there.
You can't work in a property that you're living in.
Yeah, you mean like this. If a landlord has tenants, Yiddish tenants,
yeah,
and now the landlord wants going to do work in the Yiddish tenant's house,
yeah,
you might a good shayla, you might have the problem of the Chay Odom. Because people, this gazera might be, the neighbor might say, it's they're doing it. Who knows who commissioned the work? Is it the landlord? They don't even know if there's tenants. Maybe people here have the guts to ask everyone if they're tenants, if they're renters, but at the end of the day, the chori, I think you'll need a mekor lahokol. If there's goyish tenants, the chori is okay. But if it's yiddish tenants, you might have a problem of that mishnah berurah in Rishon and Beis if you've gotten your design. Let's move on to the next shaila.
Can we ask
the
to do work for us? Like,
yeah. So the regular works, but when it comes to building works, it's zecha much more tricky.
Is it allowed for you to do it on Passover?
Let's move on to a very interesting nekuda. I think for this year, a bit of a chap. You know, Mechiras Chometz for the Manchester based in, when you fill out the form, it says all the Chometz that I buy now up until 10:30 on Friday morning, which is the day before Erev Pesach this year, we give you authority to sell it to the Goy. Very nice. Just a very interesting machshava. That let's say, you know, the shops are open after 10:30 Friday morning, by the way. You will be able to go to a bakery and buy buns, you would want to get pizzas maybe, and you might be tempted to buy biscuits as well, and your daughter comes home with biscuits as well, and no one seems to be eating the biscuits, and you think, oh, shame, waste £5.50 for a box of biscuits. Let's put it in the cupboard where I sell my chometz for those who sell chometz. An awful lot of people don't sell chometz gomel, but many people do, and you can't fault anyone.
I was thinking on Friday night if I have this
exactly
meal.
Exactly.
I want to put it in the cupboard.
Well, now if you have it now, then you've sold. No. We sell everything already. Everything gets sold, including that which you intend to use for Friday night. My chap, I'm sure it's been registered. But the reason I thought about this year, when you buy only after the Maisa Kinyan that took place on Friday morning at 10:30, you go and buy something after 10:30, it's not been sold. Why do I know it's not been sold? You didn't give anyone authority to sell it, and the Maisa Kinyan's worked already. And the fact that it's only chal later means nothing. It's lo bala ilam. At the time that you instructed the Rav to sell, you didn't have that chometz in your possession. So if you had it already Thursday night, you went to buy your chalas, very nice. So that's sold, and then you're just borrowing off the goy and all the rest of it. But where you...
Can I take the whiskey out on Friday?
Sure. If you have chometz now, you've got everything you want now, the way it works is, you sell it, but the goy gives you permission to use it. We always ask permission. No. Then we have to clarify a step before. Everyone's going to have this problem. How's everyone going to have challahs Friday night and Shabbos day if they're selling? They're selling. You made an assumption that certain things are not included, which some places do that, but a lot of places, they sell everything, even what you designate for the meal of Friday night. The way it works is, how can you eat the goy's chometz? The goy gives you permission to have that chometz. That's how some Botidinim do it, including the Majlis Basin. That's how they're doing it, that everything belongs to the goy, and they give you permission to have their chometz, and they'll deduct it off the purchase price. That is how a lot of Botidinim do it. They have to do it the other way around as well, from the end of chometz. Mechas Yisrael's got Truva's law about this shaila, about the end of chometz, the end of Pesach, what happens to people in Eretz Yisrael, they don't want to be kind of it. These are used the whole way through. You can question how it's working. That's always a good question, how's Mechiris chometz work? In as much as Mechiris chometz work, this also works. And therefore, and my point is like this. Very nice for the chometz that you had before 10:30, but after 10:30, you go and you buy a new chometz. Don't think you can get away with putting it in the sale cupboard, because that sale cupboard was around at the time of 10:30, and your new chometz was not. Your new chometz cannot ever be stored. You have to get rid of it. There's no two ways about that. That's an interesting thought in the gear to this specific year. Usually you don't have that. By 10:30, there's nothing open. There's nothing open by 10:30 every year, Erev Pesach. Even if they're open, it's only the Pesach section. There's no chometz to be found. Interesting point, Benigeh, to this year. Many people want to go to their parents for the second night Seder, or they go to the children's second night Seder. They're tempted the first day to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll make their way to Prestwich, or from Prestwich to Salford, and they'll take a bag containing the Haggadah. Some people want to put the kittel inside if they have a kittel. They'll have all the things ready for the next night Seder. Something to think about, that try and do it before Pesach to arrange different things in your second place, because there's a serious issue of hachona. There might be an Eruv, but leaving aside the Eruv, you've got a problem of a hachona, that what you've done is, you've taken from one day one to day two, and usually there's a heter of, you can take stuff out of the freezer from day one to day two, because it's not a nikah, maybe you might use it that day, but no one's going to use a kittel that day of the first day of Pesach. Maybe you can get away with Haggadah. These things are a dochuk. If you can get away with relying on whatever you have by the second Seder, it's something to be aware of. I can't think of all the scenarios, but it's something, a laying table for sure is a problem. But all these things, I mean, by the way, this Shabbos, next Shabbos, we're going to have a serious issue with Hachana. Hachana is one of the biggest problems. And by the way, the matzahs are also muksa, by the way. This Shabbos, next Shabbos, the expensive round matzahs that you're very hesitant to give to children and some to use, those become muksa. Prima Godam Tof Mem Dalet says they become muksa. Because you can't eat it yourself. And if it's not one of those matzahs that you would give to a child under the age of 4, because a child from the age of 6 already can't have, because it's also mechui b'chinuch, so it's muksa. Who's a roi for? No one. Not for older 6, because there's an issa, and not for under 6, because you're worried about it's very expensive. And therefore, the round expensive matzahs, lechori, become muksa, primigodim shei b'forish, and therefore that's something to take into account. Wow. Okay, the Rav Simcha is there next week. What's the story?
Yeah.
Mr. Hashem, next week we're going to continue. Shkoyach, thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah.
has a beautiful share.